Welcome to Shomar Shovah and the Dash, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Dav Ches. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings that in Parshas Vayelech it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, Ki ata tavo yesom azeh la'aret ha'shenishba Hashem la'avoysom. You will come to Eretz Yisrael. Later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, Ki ata tavi et bnei Yisrael la'aret ha'shenishbati lahem. What's the chilek between these Lashonos? So says the Gemara, that in the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua, you will come together with the Zkenim. You will do in consultation with the Zkenim. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua, no, you are going to be the sole leader. Dabar echad lador, vein shnei daborim lador. There's a one leader, it can't be two leaders. It has to be a one-man show. You're the one who's going to be in charge, and you're not going to have to take consultation from the Zkenim. So the Mefarshim were bothered by why Moshe Rabbeinu told Yeshua differently. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu think that Yeshua needs to take consultation from the Zkenim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell Yeshua, no, dabar echad lador v'lo shnei daborim lador. So the Koranim bring a few Mahalchim to answer this. We'll mention here two of them. The first one we're going to focus on is the Brisker Rov, though we started talking about this Brisker Rov a few blat ago. We spoke about the fact that Yehuda has Mechoikiki and Shevet. There's also Shevet Yehuda or Mechoikiki and Ben Raglov. These two parts, we learned, the Brisker Rov learns, it's two types of Nesius that you have. There's a Nasi who's a king, and there's a Nasi who's the head of Sanhedrin. So Brisker Rov continues this Mahalach to say, the Moshe Rabbeinu originally appointed Yeshua to be the head of Sanhedrin. And only later Yeshua was appointed to be a king by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be the head of Sanhedrin, that Moshe Rabbeinu has the authority to appoint. To be the king, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the authority to appoint. So that's a Moshe Rabbeinu who told Yeshua, you're the head of Sanhedrin. That one head of Sanhedrin can't make decisions on his own. He needs to consult the others gain him. But the king, he makes his own decisions. So when Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, he says, you'll do it with the Zkenim. When the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, he says, you're making decisions alone because you're becoming a king. The Yud Yaakov in Bo Basra Daf Ayin Hei, when the Gemara says that the Zkenim Shebedor realized, they said, the Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chamo, or Pnei Yeshua Kepnei Levona. So meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun, and Yeshua is compared to the moon. So says the Yud Yaakov, so maybe you can understand a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun. The sun controls the world. When the sun is in control, it's alone over here. But the moon has the kechavim, has the stars helping it out. So Moshe Rabbeinu, they consider Yeshua to be a levana, as the Zkenim said, he felt he needs to have the help of the Zkenim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you still, even though he's Pnei Levana, clapping Moshe Rabbeinu, but still for his generation, he's the chamo, he's the sun, doesn't need help from others. Now, this nekuda of the Iyun Yaakov seems to have a very big depth into it. We're ma'arichin it in our Sefer Mani Yecheskel and Sefer Bamidbar. Just going to mention here the Rosh Hadvarim. Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar, in beginning of Parsha Shlach, they say there are a big nekuda, the Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Originally, he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Pnei Chamo and Yeshua is Pnei Levono. And the people that are coming into Eretz Yisrael, the generation that are going to Eretz Yisrael, they were Pnei Levona as well. So they needed a leader who is fitting to their generation. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu can go to Eretz Yisrael and Yeshua could. And the oimik of this inyan is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Pnei Chamo. What does it mean he's Pnei Chamo? Pnei Chamo means that he reflects the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no limitations, full light. Shechinah medabez v'toch koinoi. But Yeshua is like the moon. The moon reflects the light and a little less. It's not so much light. Meaning the moon is supposed to bring out the light of the sun, doesn't bring it fully. Moshe is compared to the sun, that the sun is the shining of the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world. Moshe Rabbeinu has no limitation. He brings the full light. But Yeshua is like the Levana, who reflects only partial light. When Am Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, so they don't have anymore the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way there was in the Midbar. In the Midbar, it was Ayin Be'ayin Yiru, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. They're going into Eretz Yisrael, they're going down to a place of a little more darkness, where the Gilui Hashem is not as strong. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't fit to go into Eretz Yisrael. So if so, Nimtzeim Ken, that it's not just that Moshe was in a higher level, Yeshua was on a lower level. But the Yeshua, he became the leader of Klal Yisrael because he was in a lower level. Because he fit the nation of Klal Yisrael in the level of being a Levana. So Yemele says, Moshe Rabbeinu, if you are a Levana, you must be a Levana. The only way to go into Eretz Yisrael is to be a Levono. So you merely have to be like a Levono that needs assistance from others, like the Levono needs assistance from the stars. And the Chiddush seems to be that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, he is a Levono, and he fits the generation of a Levono. But klapi the generation, he is the son of that generation. V'zorach HaShemesh, V'vor HaShemesh, we know that always the leader is compared to the son. So although, compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua and the entire generation is the Levono, but Yeshua, klapi the generation, is Dabar Echad Lador, V'in Shnei Dabarim Lador, V'yesh Od Laharich B'zeh. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, what's a good, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.